Welcome to the Tell Janice Radio Show, where you will hear inspiring stories about life, love, and labor from amazing women to help lift you up. Now, here's your host, Janice.
Thanks very much, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you're listening, and I'm sure you're going to learn a lot from our guest today. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you that if you know of a fabulous female that you would like me to give a shout-out to with a few words of encouragement, acknowledgement, or congratulations, please let me know their names by clicking on the link at telljanice.com.
My guest today is Shelley Harrison. She is the CEO and founder of a growing business called Luminary Leaders. It's a boutique speakers company where she and her team develop and represent world-class thought leaders. I'll let her tell you a little bit more about that in our interview today. Her topic is going to be how to be unstoppable and follow your passion beyond the corporate landscape. I'm so excited to have her on the show today. I've met her in person. She is out of Riverside, California here locally. She's one dynamic female. Welcome to the show, Shelley.
Well, good morning, Janice. How are you? Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure and honor to be on your show.
Oh, and likewise, I'm so excited, and I can't wait for our listeners to hear what you're doing out there. You're doing some great work out in our community. Have our guests get started with telling a little bit about themselves and their background. Can you start off with that, Shelley?
Sure. Gosh, where do I get started? I'm happily married. I've been married to my husband. In fact, we'll be celebrating 20 years this June, so I'm very excited. And we have three beautiful children. I do have a stepson, and he actually was just married last year, and I'm a grandma, so kind of at a young age, although very excited. And, of course, we have a dog and a turtle. My background, I grew up in a phenomenal family, an Italian family, and I, grew up with actually three very loud Italian men, my two brothers and my father. So my voice was not always heard. I was always the quiet one and, just was at the point where, I just had to really speak up if I wanted to be heard. Although, time went on and I really developed, my leadership actually through working through in the banking industry. I started my career when I was 19, started as a teller, and really just got involved in a lot of different projects and worked at the bank after 26 years, actually. I ended my career. In 2011, my career came to a sudden end. After being a VP and a branch manager for many years, I found myself where now I had to kind of, go into my next chapter and figure out what it was that I wanted to do.
Wow. Can I ask you how that ended after 26 years? How did that end?
Sure. Well, the bank was the bank that I was at that time. They were doing a lot of changes and a lot of efficiency changes just to tighten up. And at that point, they were leaving. They actually had a lot of people that were either laid off or just terminated. Mm-hmm. So I was fortunate where I was actually given a severance package, which brought me into another year and a half of being able to really figure out what it was that I wanted to do.
Right. So that helped you take sort of a sabbatical.
A little bit of a sabbatical. And it was a tough time because after working at the bank for so many years and being very invested in my career and the development, I found myself where I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew that I didn't want to go back into banking. I was done. I just realized that, this is just something, this is a sign where I need to really follow my passion and everything that I had learned along the years, frontline management training and doing a lot of different event planning and developing other people, the people that I coached and mentored, within my teams. I had a lot of different teams that I worked with and very proud of my accomplishments. So at that time, after I had left the bank, that's when I kind of found myself in the mortgage industry. So that was the next chapter where I had to become licensed, and I had an opportunity where I worked in the mortgage industry for probably about about 11 months.
So that was your transitional kind of position. And then how did your business evolve? How did you, I'm so intrigued with Luminary Leaders. How did that business evolve?
Oh, thank you. Sure. Well, when I actually spent time in the mortgage industry, I met a wonderful friend. She's a dear friend now. And I don't know, can I mention her name?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, Sabrina Allen, who, she's actually with Prudential. And her and I connected, and she and I did some, you know, we did some things together. And at a time when I left the mortgage industry, which was about 11 months after I started, I just realized that I really wasn't set to be on commission. And I knew that, you know, we were supporting our family, and I had to really make some adjustments. So I ended up for a couple of months just kind of, you know, figuring out what I wanted to do. Sabrina reached out to me. She sent me a text. It was on a Sunday. And she said, I'm going to a book launch, and it's a small business owner and a public figure, and I want to tell her about you. And I thought, gosh, okay, well, let's do this. And, you know, knowing my background and working at the bank and all of the different experiences that I had branding people and developing, doing business plans and, you know, doing marketing campaigns and all the different things that I, you know, was fortunate to be able to, you know, to experience. So she had reached out to this person, and that public figure who is, you know, she's still, you know, in the media. At that point, she wanted to meet with me. So we met. We had a five-hour meeting in Orange County, and that's when I realized, I thought, gosh, you know, I found myself wanting to develop her business plan, help to launch her book, and all the things that she was planning to do. Now we were putting things into motion. And I found myself, Janice, where I was behind the scenes of, you know, Larry King and CNN and a lot of different platforms that, you know, that I really hadn't experienced before. I embraced it, though, and I really, you know, it was a business endeavor, and I wanted to be sure that I did everything possible to, you know, to promote this public figure, and it worked out great because, you know, it gave me the, you know, the just the kind of that jump start that I needed to decide what I wanted to do. So soon after that, I had many speakers reaching out to me. They were seeing what I was doing on social media. I had some really phenomenal people reach out. Now, you know, a lot of them are our clients with Luminary Leaders. So it just kind of propelled and grew very quickly. So it's been an exciting road. It has.
Wow. And what a special text from Sabrina Allen. And if you had not taken that leap of faith and trusted her, that's terrific. What a wonderful story.
Yeah. It might not have ever, you know, happened, and I would have gone a different path.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about your topic today is how to be unstoppable. What do you mean by that?
Well, this year, knowing that my company was growing and all of the wonderful people that I've been connecting with and people from all over the country, Janice, where, you know, just by virtue of what my company does, I'm able to connect with people that, you know, are celebrities or public figures and different, you know, different people from organizations and nonprofit organizations. So I'm looking at projects as they come my way where I really want to be unstoppable. I want to reach out to people that, especially women, I do run a women's networking organization, which is Extraordinary Talented Confident Women, and it's been going strong since 2009. So I even want to empower these women to be unstoppable with, you know, with just the emerging, you know, women in leadership that are coming through with, you know, where they're in their second chapter of life, where a lot of them have similar stories. I find that a lot of women where, you know, they were either laid off after, you know, many years with their company, or, you know, they've just decided that they, you know, they just wanted to switch careers. So that's pretty much what I, you know, my motto this year is just unstoppable, where I've brought on a lot more projects, and I have a wonderful team and affiliates that I work with that help me to really be that unstoppable person, you know, where I can help others.
Right. And I think that what I'm hearing from you is your passion is helping others and empowering women. I love that.
Yeah, it truly is, Janice. And, you know, I've been very fortunate. I'm the chairman for the Riverside County Women's Leadership Conference. I've been on the committee for 2 years. And initially, you know, I feel very fortunate because the former mayor of Corona kind of handpicked me. And I was, you know, very honored. And I thought, gosh, you know, I have so much going on. But you know what? I wanted to embrace this opportunity. And, you know, fast forward, I just feel so fortunate that I've been able to really give this conference, you know, just all of my the skills that I have and the people that I know where I've kind of brought this together to where we're really wanting to double the size of the event this year. It's in September and I think that we're on track to do that. So we'll see.
Well, that's terrific. I want to get back to your, because this came the ETC Women's Networking, that actually came before, it sounds like, your Luminary Leaders. So that's kind of been your path, it seems, all along, you know, following banking industry.
It really does, Janice. It, you know, with working in the bank, I had a lot of great opportunities and training, and as I pointed out, and with that, I did a lot of events where I had speakers come out and, you know, talk to my teams. So with ETC, when we originally started that group, At that point, I handpicked some just extraordinary women, that people that, you know, that I either knew or I didn't know, and I felt that they would be wonderful to, you know, be part of this group. So when we had our first meeting, we had 17 dynamic women, and it grew. We had meetings probably in the third year where there were 80, 90 women attending our meetings, and it was just amazing, you know, the energy and the collaboration that these women had. So we've continued to go strong, and I book speakers for that event as well. So, you know, all of that combined really kind of catapulted me with Luminary Leaders, where I was already kind of set up working in, you know, with events and also procuring speakers.
Right. Now, another thing that I'm extremely curious about is you've mentioned having 3 children and a stepson, and you've been married, congratulations, for 20 years. That's terrific. How did that affect your family life through all of that transition and all your, sounds like you're extremely busy. I mean, how did you balance it all?
And that is, thank you for asking that, Janice, because I think a lot of times as women, you know, we say yes to a lot of things, and we always want to do the very best that we can. So for me, I can tell you, when I was in the banking industry, it was such a challenge. You know, my kids were little. They, you know, I had both of my children, you know, they were born when I was working, you know, at the bank. And it was rough. It was very tough to, you know, get up in the morning, get the kids off to daycare, go back, you know, after a long day of pressure and coming back, having to cook dinner and, you know, spend time with my husband. So over the years, you know, I just learned to deal with it and, you know, balance it out so that I'm happy and my family is happy. And now with, you know, with this, just the current situation with Luminary Leaders and all the different projects I'm working on, I have to say my husband is an amazing man, very patient, has supported me through any decisions that I've made with, you know, my networking organization, with Luminary Leaders and different things that I've said yes to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could, probably could not have done that without that type of support, especially with three children. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
It sure is.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was going to ask you, you know, leaving the corporate world and to be an entrepreneur, would you advise that to, I don't know if you have sons or daughters or, you know, how are you advising your children? Are you having them take that or kind of steering them towards the safe route of the corporate world, which I've done too, or being more entrepreneurial?
You know, I haven't, with my kids, I'm very straightforward with, you know, they saw the, my career and everything that our family had gone through when I was working full time in the banking industry. And I would absolutely recommend to my daughter and my son, they both, you know, they've developed some skills because I've worked with them just to give them kind of a head start. My son, he wants to actually become an entrepreneur, which I'm really happy about, and I want to help him as much as I can. He's my younger son. And then my daughter, or our daughter, she kind of wants to take that path of, you know, being in a regular job and maybe someday owning her own business. But I think my kids, I whatever they want to do, I want to support them, although I feel that having that exposure to working in a regular job is necessary, you know, to build that foundation. Because without that corporate training that I had with, you know, my career, I might not be able to do what I'm doing today.
No, I'm with you on that one. I always try to ask this question with the women that have been in the corporate world, because it really sets you up and you learn so much from all the interactions with males, females, conflict resolution, all of that you probably wouldn't or maybe would not have had the opportunity, right?
Absolutely. And you definitely nailed it, Janice, where there are a lot of things, especially being a frontline manager, that you know, sometimes it could be challenging when you're going through and you're accountable for other people and you have goals to meet and, you know, everything that happens during the day, we're accountable for, because, in the end, you know, we're the ones that have been put in that position to, you know, to really make a change for the company or the organization. So, mm-hmm. you know, for me, I feel that all of the skills that I've learned have really given me that horsepower to really have my own company. And granted, I didn't really do this all alone. I had a business partner, and she's a wonderful woman. Peggy Ricks is a very dear friend of mine, and we started this company, and she's at the point where she wants to retire. She's has her grandson, and she's enjoying it. So we're at this point, you know, she's gone on and done different things, and I'm at a point where I have a great team in place, and, you know, with everyone that we've brought into Luminary Leaders, we've, you know, been very effective with just really building and keeping that momentum.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to ask you, because I participated in a wonderful with Patty Cotton and her talk. You had invited me. It was about legacy, right?
Yeah,
and you
sure
mentioned
did.
Having a wonderful. Yeah, that was just so enlightening for me. I really appreciated being there and what I learned. And
great.
You mentioned having thank you so much. And you mentioned having a wonderful Italian family and trying to kind of find your voice amongst a bunch of brothers. Who was your mentor in your family? Was that more your mom or your dad?
Really, I to say my mom. My mom was an incredible woman. She passed away many years ago. Although in the very early stages of my career, Janice, my mom was always so supportive. Always made me feel like, you know, I was worthy. That each time I had a promotion or you know was trying to go for a promotion, she always encouraged me. And patience of a saint, and just really. taught me that, you know, just be yourself and have confidence and don't let other people take advantage. And that's something that, you know, I encourage with my own children and really want them to kind of learn from what, you know, what I've learned and, you know, the legacy from my mom.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think we hopefully learn patience of a saint, especially raising children.
I know.
Now, what about your dad? What kind of legacy? I don't know if he's around still, but what kind of legacy did he leave for you?
Yeah, and we lost my father before my mom, actually, and my dad was. Oh, thank you. Yeah, they're in heaven together. So, my father, though, he definitely was a very strong. Very convincing man who he only had a 10th grade education, and he was determined for us kids to, you know, to be someone and really persevere and you know, be the person that is going to help others and really develop relationships with people and have those lasting long term relationships with friends and family. And that's exactly what my dad did. He had friends for years, you know, 30, 40 years. And I learned that from my dad. And to this day, I have some wonderful friends that, you know, are dynamic women in business. And some of them I've had, you know, for 20, 30 years as wonderful friends.
Yeah. So that's great that you had that, you know, mentorship and legacies left by both your mom and dad. And I'm sorry. I know
oh,
how
yeah.
it feels to lose a parent, and especially
yeah.
both. You know, then
it, yeah.
but you've carried on. Sounds like you're doing
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Despite losing them. And what are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing? Like, what's most important to you right now? I know you're doing a lot with Luminary Leaders, but what's top project right now?
Well, top project, I've got a couple of different projects going. One that is kind of under wraps right now, which I can't wait to launch, but that's got probably another 2 months to before that launches. One thing that I am working on that I'm really invested in is seminars at sea. And what we're doing is we actually have speakers that are where they would actually go on a cruise, and maybe it's a 3 or 4 day cruise, and they bring, you know, we help to build a community for them of people that would be attending. But we have a business model built around this, and we're working on this with, I have it powered by Hathaway Dream Vacations with a very good friend of mine, Don Hathaway. So he's been wonderful to help build this business model, which is something that I'm having other people outside of Luminary Leaders that are, you know, catching interest with this particular business model. So I'm working on that project and, you know, of course, every day working, you know, for my clients and helping to build their brand and monetize their activities. So multiple projects, Janice, and I think Seminars at Sea is probably one of the big, you know, projects that we're working on right now.
Wow, that's wonderful. I'm amazed, Shelley, that you have all of these balls in the air. Do you ever how do you feel when you find that you're dropping one of them?
You know, we're our worst critic, where I think we
right.
Yeah, exactly. And what I do is, and I actually have a business advisor, and he always tells me, just, you know, put that coat of armor on and pick it up and just keep those balls in the air. When I drop, you know, if I have a situation where I know that, you know, one of those balls is dropping on the ground, I really embrace it. And I kind of look at it from a foundational perspective and look at it as, okay, I need to prioritize this and what can I do to make it work and to get it to where it's in, you know, in a position where it's not going to fail. And that's, I think, one of the things that can, you know, create the fear, is just knowing that if you do drop something or something, you know, just doesn't come through fruition, you just have to move on. And if it doesn't work, it's, you know, we tried everything we could and just move on to that next project and don't really, you know, learn from it. Don't look at it as, mm-hmm. oh, gosh, I failed. Yeah.
Right. We are our worst critics, that's for sure.
Yes.
Especially as women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
and I think that's what we need to get over. And I know, just maturing, you know, in age, that's something I'm learning. You know, it's taken me a long time that,
yes.
okay, you're going to fail here and there, but you're going to learn from it as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we just have to learn from it. And there's always benefits that we can take away and think, you know, I did learn something, although I'm not real happy at what happened, or, you know, if we lose a client or if we, you know, there's something that is could be so detrimental, we always learn from it. And as long as, you know, I'm very diplomatic when I deal with people, so I like to really work things with, you know, trust and you know, mm-hmm. putting my morals up front and letting people know that, you know, that I do have their back, that I'm here for them, and I want to make mm-hmm. things work. You know, I really want to make things work, even if we don't see eye to eye, we just find a way to compromise.
Right, and I bet you learned most of that in your corporate background. That's a huge thing
yeah.
to learn. You know, you don't have to agree all
is.
The time, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Or compromise. Exactly.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right. Well, I liked that you said you're putting on your coat of armor, and a lot of what you've shared here today is kind of it's very, you know, similar. Putting on your coat of armor, leaving a legacy. It sounds like you've had many mentors in your lifetime, and we also talked in the seminar about champions. So it sounds like you've had some great champions in your lifetime as well.
I sure have, Janice. And you know, fortunately, you know, I'm glad that we were able to connect, because in the very beginning, you know, I saw you as a champion, and I still do, because I realized that, you know, with your show, you're really empowering women to really tell their stories and share their, you know, their gifts and talents. And kudos to you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I get questioned often about, you know, what makes a fabulous female? Even my sister, I have two terrific sisters, and one of them asked that sort of in a sort of like, well, what makes her a fabulous female? And you know, it can be anyone. We're all fabulous females, seriously. We all have a story to tell, and I couldn't wait to get you on today. And that's so sincere. I wanted to know, you know, all about Luminary Leaders, and you've shared so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Janice, for the opportunity.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And do you have any offers for our listeners today that you would like to reach out and let everybody know about?
I definitely do. And if it's okay, I'd like to mention maybe a couple of the events that we have going, too. I'll just
give
a real quick. Well, today I would love to offer your listeners a 20-minute complimentary consultation with me, and just looking for a breakthrough in the speaking arena. So I think a lot of, you know, authors and speakers that are up and coming that really want that guidance, I'd love to have a conversation with them. So I'm offering a 20-minute consultation, and they could call me. I have my number. Should I go ahead and give that?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay. It's 951-223-8296. And also, we have a couple of different events that are coming up. One is June 25th, which is a success boot camp, and that's with Stacey O'Byrne. It's in Corona, and it's from 10 to 4. And I also have Gail Minogue. Her event is going to be on August 20th, and this one's going to be at the Common Ground Spiritual Wellness Center. And get ready for this. Her title is The Rise in Power of Women, Discover How Women Will Replace Male Leadership. So it's kind of a catchy topic.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, we love our men out there, although, you know, this is for the ladies. And, so it should be a very empowering, two very empowering events.
Hey, let me ask you one last question, just because you said it. Do you think we'll ever, like, surpass our male counterparts out there in the world, as far as the business world?
That's that million-dollar question, Janice.
I know,
in my opinion, I think, you know, if anything, it's, you know, the landscape of women and emerging in, you know, in leadership, I think it's going to take a lot longer to get there. You know, I'm definitely not an expert, although I would love to see women have equality in a lot of different, you know, areas of our economy. And I think, you know, women are doing, more and more women are feeling empowered and really stepping up into their greatness. And I think if we continue to you know, just plow forward and you know, be true to ourselves and you know, be the women that we know that we can be and collaborate and help each other, I think we can make a difference.
Absolutely. Well, you're certainly doing your part. And how can our listeners get in touch with you, as far as you gave your phone number? Can you give your your web address as well, please?
Absolutely. We can. Our website is www.luminaryspeakers.com. And like I mentioned, my phone number, 951-223-8296.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Shelley. Mm-hmm. It's been such a pleasure hearing your story and hearing everything that you've had to share. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Janice. It's been a pleasure. And thank you so much for having me on your show as a guest. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Ladies, I am so happy that you tuned in today and learned from our amazing, fantastic female guest. success, and I hope you recognize this as an opportunity to pass their knowledge on to your daughters and friends and share the wisdom of the ages. I'll talk to you again soon, and in the meantime, let's lift each other up, spread the love, and share an attitude of gratitude.
Every 3 minutes, another woman gets the news that she has breast cancer. And here are some of the first words she hears. HER2 oncogene, aromatase inhibitor, ductocarcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How are you going to decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Listen to me, Shirley Jones. As soon as you get your diagnosis, go to breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those breast cancer words and find out what they mean. At breastcancer.org, you can learn more about your particular kind of cancer and your treatment options. Prepare a list of questions for your next doctor's visit and get all kinds of other useful information to guide you and your family through this. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
You've been listening to the Tell Janice Radio Show. If you'd like to be a guest or suggest a guest for the show, or if you would like to nominate a fabulous female for a shout-out by Janice on the live show, please visit www.telljanice.com. Please share this episode with your social network and help us lift women up. Join us next week for another episode of Tell Janice.